Welcome back to the Delectable Negroes. I'm your host, Dr. R, and I have some explaining to do. But first, let's shout out our sponsor, Accent JA. That's AXXENTJA. You can find them on Instagram. Right now, they have a watch on sale, an Invicta watch, men's specialty watch, gray steel, 42mm bezel, black face, on sale for 80. So if you're interested, you can surely check that out. Okay, so I know there's usually two persons on this podcast, but the other person, unfortunately, could not make it today, so the show must go on. In a nutshell, this podcast will be taking a different road than we usually do. So we'll stray away from the social commentary and outcries, and be more focused on positive things. So we will be music, talking about sports, life experiences, etc. So tune in, and I'm sure we'll have a great time. So this episode we'll be reviewing the reggae album, second release from Mr. Kabaka Pyramid, called The Calling, no pun intended. So overall, this album is an amazing project. I've been listening to it for over a month now, and it's amazing. At first, I had given this album 7 out of 10, but the more I listen to it, is the better it gets, and right now it's sitting at a 8.5 for me. So the album,
alright, so the album starts off with Mystic Man, which is a very strong opening featuring Peter Tosh, who did the chorus. Well, the chorus was actually taken from Peter Tosh's song, Mystic Man. And it's basically as strong as you can open an album, to be honest. It set the tone for the album, a very lyrical delivery. Old school reggae type vibe, you understand? And I think, as I said, this sets the tone of the album. And going down is just that nostalgic reggae type vibe, old school, like the Bobo Shanti reggae type vibe, like Sizzler and Capitan. That's the tone of this album, you understand? One thing I think he struggled with is that the songs where he sang the chorus are a bit basic in essence. I don't think he's that great of a singer, are that melodic, so I think he struggled on these songs where he had to sing the chorus, and that's the only reason why I'm not giving this album a 10 out of 10. The writing is impeccable, you understand? So on songs like Make Things Work, Safe Right Here, Addiction, where he's doing the chorus, those are my least favorite songs on the album. My favorite songs on the album are The Calling featuring Stephen Marley, Protege, and Jesse Royal, Mystic Man, Red, Gold, and Green, Easy Ride, Life is Everything, Mary Jane, and Contraband Part 2, which just ends the album on a great note, in my opinion. So, after revisiting the album many times, I actually bumped my score up to an 8.5 instead of a 7. You understand? So, I must commend Kawaka Pyramid on this great body of work. Yes, and like top 5 reggae albums to me, and much deserving of a Grammy. As I said, the whole reason why it's not a 10 out of 10 is because he struggled on the songs where he sang the chorus. And I must say, the only reggae album I've given a 10 out of 10 is Chronology. And this is like night and day of Chronology. This touches more on social issues, while Chronology is a more positive theme, has a more positive theme throughout the album. Yeah. So, onto the sports segment. Today's Saturday, and today's UFC 287, and I'm very excited for this card. It's a great card, stock card. You have Kevin Gastelum fighting prelims. That's why you know it's a stock card. That never happens. So I'll be doing my predictions of the fights on the main card. I can't go through the entire card. There's probably 20 fighters here. I was really disappointed in not seeing Chris Barnett on the prelims. Exciting fighter to me. So okay, all right, let's preview. Okay, so the first fight on the main card is Raul Rosas Jr. versus Christian Rodriguez. To be honest, I don't know much about Christian Rodriguez. What I do know about Raul Rosas, he's an amazing fighter, 18 years old or so, a young kid. I definitely think he'll win. I'm taking him. The second fight in the welterweight division is Kevin Holland versus Santiago. And I have no interest in butchering that last name. I'm taking Kevin Holland. I'd love to see him get back on the winning side and just try to build momentum into eventually fighting for a belt at some point. He's a real cool guy. Third fight in the bantamweight division is Rob Font versus Adrian Yanez. I like Rob Font for that one. I just think he's more experienced. I think he'll get that win. The co-main event in the welterweight division is Gilbert Burns versus Jorge Masvidal. And let me tell you something. From this fight was announced in like February or January, I've been awaiting this fight. Okay, I think, and this might be controversial, but I think Jorge Masvidal gets this done and fights Leon Edwards in June for UFC London. That's what I'm predicting today. Okay, Don't hit the player, hit the game. And the main event, Alex Pereira versus Israel Adesanya 2 against a 4. Because if this is the fourth time they're fighting, but twice in the UFC. So I think I'm taking Israel. I think this time he finally gets it done. I think he'll definitely be more aggressive. He was out striking Pereira in that first fight, but he just got caught. I think he'll be more confident that he can push for the knockout. I genuinely believe that Israel will win this fight. I genuinely think so. So I'll try to post this before the results, and I guess I'm hoping this ages well, so we can definitely be see where I'm at. Okay, all right. So now we're heading into the restaurant of the week review. I went to this restaurant named Coppers, right? It's like a, I would say, it's an Indian restaurant. Serves Indian food. And let me tell you something. This restaurant is, well, has amazing food. One, and amazing prices. Two, and amazing portions. Okay? When I tell you that I had enough to take home for dinner after being full, I mean it. I think this place is very underrated. When I went, it wasn't that full. I don't really think many people know about it, but it's definitely a gem in that New Kingston area. So if you're ever in New Kingston, I think it's on Holborn Road. If you're ever in New Kingston, you should definitely check this place out. I think it's amazing. Okay, so I think before we wrap this episode up, we should address the absence. It's been what, 2 years? I think you know, life was life, and I think we just need time to prioritize on more current matters. But we're back. I can tell you we have a lot in store. The next episode will be featuring, or we'll be reviewing actually, Duran Bernard's album. I think it's, I can't remember the name, to be honest. I'm bad at names. But we'll be reviewing that album. I've been listening to it for the past couple of days. It's amazing so far. So you guys can definitely tune into that. And I'll see you there. So until next time.